Welcome to the daily international OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the 28th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support throughout and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Fox, Mora D'Asra of Darchei Noam Glenbrook, in Northbrook, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fox reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Fox to learn more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fox.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and the entire staff at the OU for arranging these daily phone calls and truly for everything that you all do on behalf of our communities always, and especially during these challenging times. Who is the only person in the entire Torah whose yahrzeit is recorded? The only person whose date of death is mentioned in the text of the Torah itself? It's a good trivia question or a fun fact. And the answer can be found in the parsha that we just read, Parshas Maaseh, which says, Vaya'al Aharon HaKohen El Hor HaHar, and Aharon the Kohen ascended Hor HaHar, Vayamas Sham Bishnas Arba'im LaTeif B'nei Yisrael Me'eret Mitzrayim. There he died in the 40th year after the exodus from Egypt, Vachodesh HaChamishi Be'achad LaChodesh, on the first day of the fifth month. Now remember, the Torah always numbers the month beginning with the month of Nisan, which would mean that Aaron died on the first day of the month of Av, on Rosh Chodesh Av, and his yahrzeit will be this coming Wednesday. Why is it necessary for the Torah to mention specifically and uniquely Aaron's yahrzeit, if it doesn't do so for the death of anyone else? We're not told the date for Avraham or Sarah, Yitzchak or Rivka, Moshe, Miriam, no one really, other than Aaron. And what makes it more surprising is that we already read of Aaron's passing four parshiyos earlier. All the way back in Parshas Chukas, chapter 20, told us that he died. It even recounted that the entire Jewish people cried for him for 30 days. So why now, at the end of the book of Bamidbar, completely out of context, does the Torah remind us of Aaron's death and specifically clarify his exact yahrzeit? It seems that there must be some essential connection between the great Aaron HaKohen and the day and the time period around Rosh Chodesh Av coming up soon. Perhaps that's why the Torah waited until now, until Parshas Maaseh, which always falls right around Rosh Chodesh Av, in the beginning of the 9 days leading towards Tisha B'Av, to tell us of this important connection. And by the way, even though it's generally forbidden to fast on Rosh Chodesh, the Tur in Orach Chaim Simin Tuf Kuf Pei, chapter 580, writes that one may fast on Rosh Chodesh Av because that's the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, emphasizing again the importance of this connection between Aaron and this particular time of year. Now, the truth is, on a simple level, it makes a lot of sense. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches that among his great qualities, Aaron was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. He loved peace and he pursued peace. Ohev es Abrios and the Karvan LaTorah. He loved people and he brought them closer to the Torah. And we know the Gemara in Maseches Yoma teaches that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, hatred for no reason. We simply just couldn't get along. So certainly as we experience the 3 weeks, and we look ahead towards the 9 days, and ultimately Tisha B'Av if Mashiach hasn't yet come, we strive to emulate the ways of Aaron, of pursuing peace, of loving people, and bringing ourselves and others closer to the Torah. But I want to share an additional teaching from this Mishnah that I think each of us can apply to some area of our own lives. Because the Mishnah very precisely writes that Aaron was Ohev Shalom, he loved peace, Virodev Shalom, and he pursued peace. He was Ohev Esabrios, he loved people, Umekarvan LaTorah, and he brought them closer to Torah. What's the difference, for a moment focusing on the first line, between loving peace and pursuing peace? And why is it so important that the Mishnah must mention both? Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary in the Mishnah, explains that loving peace refers to the heart, a feeling and an emotion. But pursuing peace reflects action. You know, often in life, there are things that we love or cherish or that we believe in, that we aspire to or talk about or wish for, but we don't actually do them. You know, we believe in the idea of learning Torah every day, but actually doing it is very, very hard. I want to call and check on people in my community who might be lonely, but do I actually make the time to actively do it? We all have things that we love and believe, but sometimes the follow-through or the action can be lacking. We're all Ohev Shalom. We all love peace. Of course we love peace. But who among us is pursuing it? Aaron didn't wait passively, hoping that he would find time. He actively chased it, and he creatively pursued it. And that was another element of the greatness of Aaron HaKohen. So as Rosh Chodesh Av and the 9 days are now just 2 days away, the yard site of Aaron HaKohen, let's all choose one thing, one mitzvah, one chesed that we already love and hold as a value. And let's bring it from our hearts and our minds to our hands and our actions. Let's move from ohev to rodef, from wanting to and from valuing to actually doing. I will now recite 3 chapters of Tehillim. I'll say them slowly and feel free to join along with me. Tehillim Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzayach mizmor leDavid, yarcha Adonai biyom sara, yisagav chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha bikodesh, umitzion yisadaka, yizkor kol minchosecha, ויולתך ידע שנעשה לה, ייתם לך חיובה ברכה, וכל עצתך ימלא. נלמדה בשבועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני את כל משאלותך. אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משנה קרצו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. Eva Varechev, the Eva Vasim, Vanachnu, Beshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu Venafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vanis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaninu, Vyom Karenu. Tehillim Perek Chaf Zion, chapter 27. לדוד אדוני אורי ואישי ממאירה, אדוני מעוז חיי ממייחד. יקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול אספיס ארי, צריו יאיבי לי, הימא חשבו ונפלו. אם תחנה עלי מחנה, לא יירא לי בי, אם תקום עלי מלחמה, בזוס אני בוטח. אחז שאלתי מעז אדוני אותה אבקש, שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני ולבקר בהיכלו. כי יתפנני בסוכו, ביום רע יסתירני בתשר אהבו, בצור ירום ממני. ועתה ירום ראשי על אויבי סביבותי, Yes, Bechav Yahalo, Zichay Sirua, Ashira Ba'azamera L'Adonai, Shema Adonai, Koli Ekra, V'chaneini V'aneini, Lecha Amar Libi, Batshufanai, Espanacha Adonai Avakesh, Altaster Panacha Mimani, Altat Bi'af Avdecha, Ezrasi Ha'isa, אל תתשני ואל תעזבני אלוהי אישי, כי אבי ואמי עדבוני, ואדוני יעצני. הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורך מישור למען שורריי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, וקמו בי עדי שקר ופיח חמת. Uvehem anti viros betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. Tavei el Adonai chazak v'yamit libecha v'tavei el Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir amalos mimamakim kerasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Tihyana aznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha tzulicha lima'an tivarei. Ki vifi Adonai kivza nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki im Adonai achesed v'harbei imo fedus, V'hu yifet Yisrael, Mikol avonosav. Now we played a Misha Berach for Cholim. Please feel free when I pause to insert names of those who need healing. Misha Berach, Avofino, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Virapes, HaFolim. Ba'avur, Sha'anachnu, Mispalelim, Ba'avuram, Bizchar, Zeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei, Rachayim, Aleihem, Lahalimam, Uraposam, Ulahazikam, Ulahayosam, Ishlach Nahem, Mayra, Refuash Lemam, Rashamayim, Lehol Ivarayim, Lehol Gidehem, Besong Shah Hulay Israel, Refuasa Nefesh, Refuasa Goof, Hashtabak of Avishman Kareev, Vinomar Amen. Achenu called base Israel, and his name Bitarahu Sibya, Almdim Bain Bayamu Vain Bayabasha. Hamakom yirachim aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara l'yirvacha, u'mi'afela l'yora, u'mishibur l'geula, hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Fox. As we segue into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and wonderful community doing?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. We are all doing very well. Hashem has been very kind to us, my family, and my community, and we certainly hope and daven that that should continue for us and for everyone.
Amen. Near Hashem, please God. So for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, and I'm so impressed with myself that when I pronounced Illinois, I didn't pronounce the S, but could you please share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. It actually is pronounced Illinois. I'm just kidding.
Oh, is it?
thanks for asking. Northbrook is we're a suburb north of Chicago. It's about 20 minutes north of Skokie. For anyone familiar with the area, Skokie is right next to Chicago and West Rogers Park, other large Jewish communities in the area. It is it's really a wonderful place to live. It's a very pleasant and peaceful and beautiful area. And more importantly, I found that the people here are very kind and friendly and dedicated and interested. It's we're a community, our shul is about 80 families, and it's a very diverse population in terms of age and background and religious observance, but there's a really nice feeling of hominess and togetherness that I think is a really special part of who we are.
Amazing. And that's what people look for in the community, so it's truly special.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God.
Ray Fox, how would you say your community has grown from the ongoing pandemic? Are there things that you would like to see changed or that the community, you think, needs to see and change in what we hope will soon one day be a post-corona world?
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. I mean, since I've moved here, I've really been impressed by the community's chesed and care for each other. But, of course, nowadays there are more opportunities and the need is greater to help people, you know, in ways big and small. I think of one particular story was, seems like ages ago, but it was before Pesach when we were still, you know, crazily enough, sort of getting used to this reality. And a few young people from my shul, high school and college age, called me to ask if they could do some Pesach shopping for the older members of the community. And they had already prepared a whole system where they would collect orders and go shopping and sterilize everything and wear gloves to drop it off at the people's home. It was amazing and inspiring, and something like that I hope will continue even when the need isn't as great. But to have different people, young people thinking of older people, and really everybody thinking about how they can help each other in new and creative ways. The second thing that I think of, and this is really more for myself, is I learned, I think, not to take shul for granted. You know, there are many of us who go to shul every single day, multiple times, and it's sort of part of our routine. And, of course, I hope that we, sincerely hope that we never have to leave shul again. But the experience of doing so reminded me not to take it for granted and how lucky we are, even out here in Northbrook, to have daily minyanim and to have each other, to have a community, to be able to daven and sing and learn together. And I hope that going forward, I and all of us will always remember to appreciate that and be grateful for it.
Wow, incredible. And so where are you at that moment, at this moment? Is shul happening back inside the building? Is it outside?
Yeah, so we're doing both. We opened a few weeks ago, and depending on the time of day and the weather, we alternate between inside and outside. We have a large parking lot where we set up and spread out. Generally in the mornings, we're inside, and in the evenings, we're outside. It's kind of nice as the sun is setting and the birds are chirping. Sometimes traveling outside, it can add a new element or feeling to our tefillah as well. And, you know, thank God, as I mentioned, Hashem has been good and things have gone smoothly. And those who are ready to come back to shul have been joining, and those who aren't haven't yet, which is, of course, understandable and also good. And we hope that soon everybody will be able to come back together inside shul like we used to be.
And well, we certainly hope so. And then you're right on it that until everyone is back in shul, those who are younger and those who are older, we're really not fully back yet. So, Rabbi Fox, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and really of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbonei Shalom, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Menachem Goldberger of Congregation Tiferes Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.